One of the reasons I volunteered to fight in Vietnam was because of the emotional and physical challenges going to war offered. While most people were saying, "I don't want to go to war," or "I'm against the war," I decided it was best to go. So I volunteered in spite of the fact that I was draft exempt. The good news was the Marine Corps did an excellent job of training young men and women to overcome their emotional and physical doubts and limitations. We were trained rigorously to operate with cool mental thought, even though we were emotionally terrified and physically challenged. We were trained to get the job done and fulfill the mission, even at the cost of our own lives. That mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual training is what kept me alive in Vietnam. The bad news was, that training was also killing me when I came back from war. I have spent the last 25 years unlearning what I learned in preparation for war. To survive in war, we are trained to fight in a split second. We often had to shoot before thinking, enter into terrible situations without regard for our own lives, and do horrible things, even though we did not want to do them. In other words, we had to physically do things that we may not have wanted to do, and not let our mental thoughts and emotional feelings get in the way of doing our job. When I returned from war, I discovered that my ability to overcome my fear and my willingness to fight were holding me back. In peacetime, there was no need for a warrior's behavior. I soon realized that there is a big difference between wartime Marine and peacetime Marine. People who become generals in the military are those who can be both good in peace as well as in war, generals such as Colin Powell and Norman Schwarzkopf. In peacetime, I needed to learn to think and act more like a politician or a diplomat, even in the Marine Corps. I had to learn to be more patient, to think more before acting, to be kinder, less blunt, and less willing to fight at the drop of a hat. These are lessons I still struggle to learn today. I realize that I would be much more successful, financially, socially, and professionally, today, if I'd made the changes faster, but I was not able to. As I said, I spent 25 years learning to fight, and had to spend another 25 years learning how not to fight. The good news for me is that my ability to override my fear of failing made me a good entrepreneur and an investor. But those same abilities also became a limitation to my growth and success. As I wrote earlier, one of Newton's laws states, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. For me, in my life, I needed to make serious personal changes if I wanted my success to grow. For me, my willingness to fight was causing me to win small battles, but I was losing the war. I soon realized that if I didn't make those changes, my success would be limited, just as limited as someone who was afraid of making mistakes. In order to grow, I needed to change. Every coin has two sides. In my life, I had developed my warrior side for 25 years, and for the past 25 years, I have been developing my diplomatic side. By having both sides, my success has grown. If I only had one side of the coin, I am certain my success would have been greatly limited. In other words, my strengths had become my weaknesses, and in order to be whole and complete, I needed to make my weaknesses strengths.